Yeah, I'm ready.
Mike, business, go.
Business.
Gotcha, get out. No, we're talking about business now, Mike. Get off your Star Wars game.
I was on the Facebooks. So
I'm pretty sure you're doing Star Wars.
Yeah. No, I was on the Facebooks pretty when you said sure. that. Pretty so sure. you're
news.
A dick.
News.
No news. Just follow us on Twitter. Twitter handle is
at Comes Natural Pod.
Like and share the Facebook page, and go to iTunes and rate the podcast, review the podcast, and subscribe to the podcast. And that's really all. That's all of it.
All right.
Comes Ashley, we are.
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. Welcome to this week's episode, everybody.
Fast-paced. It's a fast-paced
yep,
episode.
Fast-paced episode. So, boom. Mike, go for your wrestling moments.
All right. So, wrestling. Yeah. My favorite wrestler at the moment is a gentleman by the name of Kevin Owens. And he got in not into trouble, but something he did kind of went viral a little bit. Basically,
not herpes. It's not herpes.
No, it's a PG. It's a PG show now.
fuck that shit. cunt.
No, not anymore. No, wrestling. Wrestling is a PG show now.
Oh, gotcha.
Not this show. This show just said cunt 6 times really fast.
Yeah.
Basically, if you're a wrestling fan, you know there are good guys and there are bad guys. Good guys are commonly referred to as baby faces, and bad guys are referred to as heels.
Really?
In the wrestling business. Yeah, I don't know where that comes from.
Never knew that.
But that's kind of like the slang form. So Kevin Owens is being a bad guy right now, a heel, if you will. And apparently at a house show, a little kid was trying to give him a high five. But the little kid was wearing a t-shirt of Roman Reigns, who is a wrestler that Kevin Owens was facing that night.
Mm-hmm.
So he told him he wouldn't give him a high five and not to touch him because he's wearing a bad shirt. And he kind of made fun of the kid a little bit. The reason this becomes a thing is there's like a video of it. There's nothing like he's not funny. Cussing at the kid or anything like that. But he's definitely being a bad guy. You know what I mean? Like the old school classic bad guy.
Staying in character like a fucking professional.
Like a goddamn pro. And the mom went on like Facebook or something and wrote this giant long post about how this kid's only 7 years old and he has everybody's wrestling shirt and he's heartbroken and just basically like made it sound like Kevin Owens is just this terrible, awful person.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. If the kid's heartbroken right now, I totally get that. But you know what he's going to do next time he watches wrestling?
Seriously masturbate with a hate boner.
No,
that's later on in life.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, that's after, like, 14, I think.
Yeah.
But what he's going to do is the next time anyone's facing Kevin Owens, he's gonna cheer so fucking hard to see Kevin Owens get his ass whooped.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the way wrestling works. The bad guy eventually gets his ass whooped. May not be next week, it may be a couple months from now, but it's eventually gonna happen. He's gonna have so much cheering interest into that match that, and then when he becomes an adult, he's gonna look back and remember that time that Kevin Owens yelled at him during a show, and he's gonna remember that forever.
Yeah.
I think the mom was being a big old pussy about it.
Does she? It's one of those things. Does she understand what wrestling is?
She would have to.
Because,
if she's
well, you would think that she'd have to. But to me, wrestling has always been a more interactive soap opera type thing.
Yeah, that's
they
exactly
with
what
the
it
crowd,
is.
And that's exactly what he was doing.
Yeah,
like you said, he had his persona going.
Yeah,
even his tweet back or Facebook post back.
You saw.
Yeah,
that's the part that made me laugh the most. Is basically. So this story kind of goes viral. I don't have the here. Fuck. I should have brought it up before.
It's called being prepared, Mike.
I am never that.
It's called comes naturally, Cody.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I always do that.
No, you don't. You're just forced with a popsicle stick and medical tape.
Nope.
What was that?
I'm trying to find it.
What was that, Joe?
You like using a tongue depressor?
That's how he keeps it up.
Oh.
Nah. Give me one second. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Talk amongst yourselves for a little while. Oh, God.
What were you looking at that had the skull, Cody?
When?
You were watching my friend Paulo on Facebook, somebody was peeling something from a skull, and I'm like, well, that's
my friend Paulo Acuna does sculptures and stuff, and right. he did a casting for like a Day of the Dead type skull,
mm-hmm.
the intricate like, and but he's he so, wanted to
is it made out of sugar?
No, so that this one is made of cement.
Oh, okay,
because he's never really done anything with cement before, so he made a cast, but they have to do a mold. The rubber, the silicone one, and then pour the cement into that because otherwise, if you try to pull it apart, it breaks.
Right, okay.
So that was him trying to pull the silicone off of it because you can't cut it. It's a multiple use one,
mm-hmm.
so you had to peel it and make sure it doesn't bust off like the nose cavity or anything like that.
Gotcha.
It's pretty dope. He does some crazy stuff. He has this like giant like 1,500-pound marble skull that he did a couple years ago.
Oh, damn.
It's fucking amazing.
It's big.
I forgot how long the mom's
post
was. Yeah, she
it's ridiculous.
She went off. Like a fucking
I'll give you some cliff notes. This is what the mom wrote. My heart is shattered. Okay, that's how she started. What started off as amazingly awesome night ended in my 7-year-old being completely heartbroken. Blah blah blah. My son is a huge
fan of Kevin Owens because that was his first.
He has a drawer full of just about everyone's shirts, over 100 figures. So, by the way, ma'am, if your kid has 100 action figures or wrestlers, you're spoiling him. He doesn't need that many. Four.
Exactly like 100?
No, there's way more than that. But, like, I don't know. That's just weird. She talks about how many live shows. But she even mentions, my son is 7, not 15 or 16, where they can take someone they idolize talking to him like that. But 7. I go to many events. She starts listing off events. At one point, I guess the kid asked if the people who appear mean on TV are mean in real life. And then Kevin Owens did this and made her a liar. I guess at one point Kevin Owens yelled, "I am your father," which I don't know. which is pretty funny. But the end of it, my son is crushed and whatever he talks about it, he tears up. I can't believe a wrestler would actually treat a 7-year-old fan this way. Shame on you, Kevin Owens and WWE. And then Owens, not directly replying to it, but after the story kind of got out a little bit, posted a picture of himself face down on a ramp, the walkway ramp that leads from the stage to the ring. Face down, just completely face down with this title, like... I don't even know how he got that picture. And then, in quotes, said, "A wrestler told my son not to touch him. I'm completely heartbroken. Well, not really, but if I complain, maybe I'll get free stuff." And that shit made me laugh so hard. Mm-hmm. Kevin Owens is the best. He's the best thing going in pro wrestling right now. And that shit is the reason why. Because even if he, like, say this kid never becomes, like, does never ever watch wrestling again.
Mm.
It doesn't matter because stories like this are gonna make people laugh to the point because like chances are that kid's gonna come back and just cheer against Kevin Owens super hard now. Now he has because back in the day, in like the early 90s and mid 90s and stuff, when little kids were still blurred to the what's real and what's not, you hated the bad guys. Mm-hmm. Not like you didn't like, oh, he's okay, but I'd rather see Hulk Hogan win. No, you hated Sergeant Slaughter if you're a kid wrestling fan at that time. You know, you hated Macho Man when he was being a bad guy.
Yeah.
You hated those characters, and now it's so hard to get that in this day and age where everything's open, there's behind-the-scenes stuff on everything.
Yeah.
And so it takes stuff like this. Is it mean for that one kid? Yes, that very much sucks if he honestly that torn up about it, but 100 action figures, tons of shirts, he's been to super amounts of live events, he's gonna come back to watch it and he's gonna cheer so fucking hard next time he sees Kevin Owens against him,
mm-hmm.
that when he finally see Kevin Owens gets beat for the title, it's gonna be one of the greatest moments of his life.
Yeah,
like I promise you. So kid's mom, stop being a fucking pansy ass. Your kid's gonna have to deal with adversity a little bit. And this is a good first step because it's a no fucking, no real issue ever happening. So stop being a bitch and let your kid fucking get yelled at by a bad guy on TV so he could cheer when he loses. That's my wrestling minute.
Boom.
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 All right. Joe, how would you learn us some science?
So a couple things to go over this week. One, scientists find dinosaur tail preserved in amber.
Who's Amber and how the fuck she fit a tail in her?
I know, right? What a prehistoric whore.
Talk about a tar pit.
Researchers were perusing an amber market in Myanmar when they stumbled across a truly extraordinary specimen trapped inside of a golden piece of amber, already partially shaped to be sold as jewelry, was a fully feathered section of a dinosaur tail. The seller thought it was some kind of plant. This is the first time feathers have been found perfectly preserved and attached to what is unmistakably a dinosaur, and scientists hope Myanmar will yield bigger dinosaur find in the near future.
Dig that whole fucking place up. Dig Name one person you've ever met or heard of from Myanmar that's worth a damn. Nobody. Fuck them. Dig it up.
Dig it up.
Fair enough.
Hey, so since they discovered that it's an autoplay thing. I'm not even playing it. It's fine.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough.
Cunt. do you think Jurassic Park should change how they do their dinosaurs since now that it's
pretty? They don't do them accurately anyways.
Well, yeah, but
Velociraptors aren't 6 feet tall.
That's all we're.
They're like little. They're like the size of chickens.
I don't think they're the size of chickens. Look it up. Just depending on which one you're actually looking at.
All of them are.
And.
Don't believe you.
No, look it up. They're never as big as they were in the
anyway.
Movie or the book.
But I'm saying when Jurassic Park came out, it was no one thought there's feathers on dinosaurs, right?
No,
right. Okay, but since it's been proven.
Actually, yeah, go over talk about it a little bit. But it's dinosaurs are one of those interesting things, especially from what you understand from a kid. I remember getting the toys of like especially the T-Rex, and they're mostly standing like upright. But then they found out that that was actually incorrect. The scientist who originally put together the Tyrannosaurus Rex skeleton put it together wrong, and he actually had a more Jurassic Park look to him where he's hunched over. But even from Jurassic Park, they were more reptilian.
Because they find more and more details. But I'm saying like now, I would say like Jurassic Park is kind of grandfathered in. If they make any more Jurassic Parks, they continue to make them how they make them because they have a world that they built on. But
Jurassic World?
Yeah.
Fuck you. That was clever.
So do you think the next dinosaur movie, are they going to look like Jurassic Park dinosaurs? Or are they going to look like giant birds?
It depends on who does it. If it's going to be somebody like...
It's an action movie.
Like a Christopher Nolan.
Yeah.
He's probably going to take something... He would take something like this and be like, okay, let's be more accurate to what the dinosaurs would be. So let's put the feathers and whatnot onto these dinosaurs. And it'll actually be really terrifying to people because it's something different than your normal... T-Rex or Velociraptor or whatever. But if you take somebody else and I don't know, I can't think of any other director.
Jon Favreau. What would Jon Favreau do?
Jon Favreau? I think he would be more of your standard Jurassic Park type person. Yeah.
All right. So Chris Nolan, feathers, Favreau, reptile.
Yeah.
All right. What would M. Night Shyamalan do?
Oh, God. They would have feathers, but in a twist, they'd have leathery skins.
Oh, that's at the end.
But in a twist,
they're actually humans.
They were humans,
and they're in a national park the whole time.
No. The world's a national park.
From the future's past.
And James McAvoy plays 12 different people.
Yep,
including a little boy.
We just wrote M. Night Shyamalan's next movie.
Brett Ratner.
Ooh, Brett Ratner would be definitely just your standard dinosaur.
All right.
Fair enough.
Wait. I brought up the details about the Velociraptor.
Okay.
Velociraptors are about 3 feet tall, 6 feet long.
That's a lot bigger than a chicken, Cody.
No.
That is a lot bigger than a chicken.
No, no, well, don't tell on. Me no. Have you hold seen on. The fucking chicken?
Hold on.
You piece of
That's
shit.
That's a big chicken that hold he's on. Seen.
Many of this, the first set of actual full skeletons they found were the size of chickens. So they thought that's what the size were. Then they started finding actual bones because those were obviously not near nests.
Babies.
But the dinosaur that they call the Velociraptor in the Jurassic Park books and the movies are actually based on a different dinosaur, which is called a Deinocryus, I guess is what it's called.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Those ones could, this is what's terrifying, could be up to 12 feet long and 6 feet tall.
Jesus.
And weigh over 150 pounds fully grown.
It's a fast one, too.
Yeah.
With feathers?
Mm-hmm.
These ones did not have feathers.
No.
But Velociraptors were known to have feathers.
Yeah.
Dang. All right, so real quick, the answer is feathers, no feathers, okay? Speed round. This one's pretty obvious. Steven Spielberg.
Yes.
No. Feathers, not feathers.
No, he wouldn't have them because he wouldn't have them.
Martin Scorsese.
No.
No.
Quentin Tarantino.
Yes.
Yeah, I could see him.
He's
doing
super
it.
Accurate about shit.
Alfred yeah. Hitchcock.
No.
They would be, but they'd be like glued on because they're actual person.
Christopher Nolan.
Yes.
Yes.
James Cameron.
Yes.
Peter Jackson.
Yes.
Stanley Kubrick.
No.
Woody Allen.
No.
No. Sorry, I had an image of like two dinosaurs sitting across from a table from each
oh,
other.
Oh, are you gonna eat first?
Yeah.
Oh, my stomach's
Francis
upset.
Ford Coppola.
No.
No.
Ridley Scott.
Yes.
Clint Eastwood.
No.
No.
David Fincher.
Yes.
Yes.
Tim Burton.
No.
Yes, he'd be weirdly colored too.
You think that he would?
Yeah,
that's
for
the first
sure.
one you guys are split on. Huh. David Lynch.
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
Orson Welles.
No.
No.
Robert Zemeckis.
No.
No.
Roger Corman.
No.
Well, maybe, but they wouldn't be all feathered.
Roman Polanski.
What?
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I'm probably not.
No. I'm skipping a lot of names now because I
good,
don't recognize them. Ron Howard.
No.
No.
Oliver Stone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
George Lucas.
No, probably
that,
not.
That one's a
practical
flip-up,
or CGI?
If it was George Lucas now, CGI.
CGI, yeah.
If it was Lucas Films, it would be practical for the most
Coen
part.
Coen Brothers.
Oh, they have feathers for sure.
Yeah.
They do something fucked up with it.
Yeah.
Spike Lee.
Ooh.
No.
Well, you probably couldn't tell because he'd be all black.
Yeah.
Sylvester.
Nobody?
I got it.
Sylvester
Stallone.
No.
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 All
right. We have lots of muscles, though.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all.
Rawr. That's a Sylvester Stallone rawr.
Is a Stallone dinosaur.
Yep.
All right. Well, I'm glad we settled that.
Hee hee.
Kevin Smith?
No. Probably not. No.
No.
All right.
Because he would like things to be classic in a sense.
But they'd have weird monologues.
Yeah. They'd be in black and white.
And lots of cussing.
Yeah.
All right. We're good. We're good. We
These fucking
that.
Guys running through the goddamn woods. All right. Was that your last? I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
No, there's a few more. A
few more.
One, just as a heads up to people that own the Galaxy Note 7. Yes, you have a device that can blow up on you, but Samsung will be releasing an update, if they haven't already, to brick your phone.
Oh, to stop terrorists from using their phones.
Now, some... companies like Verizon have already said they're not going to actually push that update through because how Android works for their updates is the updates actually go to the carrier.
Yeah.
They get approved by the carrier and then the carrier pushes them out.
Yeah, because they
that's
have to
why
put
a
their
lot of people
shitty
on,
software in it.
Yeah, that's why a lot of people on Android devices won't see updates for operating systems because a lot of carriers are just like, ah, fuck it, whatever.
Yeah. And there's really there's so many variations of it.
Yeah, exactly. People on Verizon with Galaxy Note 7s, they won't get that bricking update, but,
the rest of you motherfuckers are still using a goddamn bomb as a phone will.
Yeah. But in good news is Samsung is still taking them back. I think they still charge you like $50 to process a return or something like that, but
they will give you a different phone, a new different phone,
and a Galaxy VR.
Yeah, the Galaxy last VR.
Time I heard, yeah. So they can't even sell those things. They
might as well give them away.
The next thing on the list that I thought was interesting is that Japan is sending up the first space junk collector.
Oh, I saw this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't see it, yeah, but I saw the article about it.
I was in Japan yesterday.
I was just hanging out in Japan and probably like some underground space thing. You know me.
Yeah, I totally know you. You know all these people.
Yep.
Yeah. Dubbed the Konotori.
You're racist. Sorry,
it's just like a knee-jerk reaction.
I'm pretty sure that means you're racist.
Racist.
It means stork in Japanese. I love how they always name some of their stuff.
Love birds.
Yeah, exactly.
They fucking love birds.
Blasted off from the island of that name right there, Tanganyika, and arrived at the International Space Station a day or so later. I can't remember if they said that what they were looking to capture. It was a satellite. I just don't remember which one it was, because there's like thousands and thousands of them up there. But it's a defunct satellite that they were looking to actually go ahead and test this deorbiting procedure, which is essentially towing out a long, long-ass cable that... I can't remember the exact science behind it, even though for our senior design project, we did something kind of similar. But the idea is it's a very long wire, and it creates its own... It interacts with the Earth's magnetic field in order to create drag on the satellite. So it'll take probably about 10 years to deorbit the satellite, but it'll slowly just deorbit based on the drag caused by the magnetic field of the Earth.
Dang.
And finally, we lost many people this past year, but in this past week we lost John Glenn, the first American into space.
To orbit something, right?
Orbited the Earth.
Orbited the Earth, yeah. I remember, I was like, not the moon.
No.
Did he ever walk the moon?
No, he did not ever walk
the moon. He was, yeah. But he was the first American in space.
Yeah, first you had Yuri Gagarin. He was the first person in space. But John Glenn was the first American in space.
How long did it take him to orbit?
The actual, like, orbital period? Or
yeah.
I don't know, actually.
Way to not be good at stuff, Joe.
It takes me an hour to get to work during rush hour. That's garbage.
I'm sure it only took a couple.
Pretty sure it was longer than an hour.
Yeah, but like...
Well, here's a question.
Considering the distance, it's still pretty good.
So if you work in space, Joe, right now with our current abilities for propulsion to leave the Earth and go into outer space above us, how long does it take?
To actually get into orbit, you're probably looking at 45 minutes.
Mike, it took John Glenn less time to get to space than it does you to get to work.
That's why he has to go a whole lot farther.
Exactly.
Me, I'm just a dumb piece of shit.
Seems very sad.
Wow.
Following that and finishing out the science segment of this show, you can look forward to December 21st being the December solstice. And December 22nd, you'll be able to see the Ursid meteor shower in the pre-dawn hours of December 22nd. North Americans will see the peak of a minor annual meteor shower known as the Ursa Minioroids, or the Ursids. As with all meteor showers, the Ursids are named after the constellation they appear to radiate from in the sky. In this case, Ursa Minor, the little bear. These meteors appear to shoot out from the region of the sky above the bowl of the Little Dipper, the well-known star pattern that's part of Ursa Minor. And also on December 22nd, the Moon and Jupiter, early risers on the 22nd, should see waning crescent moon pose with brilliant Jupiter. That's it.
Boom. Science, bitches.
Yeah.
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 Wow. Job, Joe. Proud of you. Proud of you for bringing such enthusiasm to the show. Yeah.
Have I ever been known to be like a super enthusiastic person?
No, never.
Okay.
Ever. Ever.
If I do, if there's anything that I get like so incredibly enthused about, I want you to let me know because there's something wrong with me.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. All right, hey. All right. So as you people know.
All right.
We're really into Star Wars here.
What?
Yeah.
No.
So by the time
I don't know.
This show hits the interwebs.
Yes.
Two of the people that are recording this show right now would have seen Rogue One.
Yes. Those two people
are not Joe.
Are not Joe at all.
So you might be able to guess the other two.
Even though Joe works that night.
Just down the street.
The store closes at 10. Less
than a mile away.
Less than a mile away.
It is less than a mile.
And you'll have friends there holding your spot in line and saving you a seat. You still won't watch the movie.
No, I still won't.
Because
I don't want to deal with those crowds.
Dickhead.
I don't want to deal with those crowds and those people that were going to opening night.
I'm sorry. I forgot you're 83 years old and you have to go home and take nap time.
Yeah,
you piece
I do.
Of shit.
Says the guy who's going to go home right now and go take a nappy nap.
I have to be at work really early in the morning. And it's not a Star Wars night. I make special exceptions for Star Wars nights.
You're a big pussy.
I could have swore to Christ there was two of you in the building right now.
Right?
I was like, do we have a second mic?
I like how you said the building, like we're in the recording studio.
We are in the recording studio. Look in front of you. Is there a microphone?
There's a microphone.
Is there a mixing board?
There is a mixing board.
Are we recording stuff?
Yes.
Recording studio.
Are we in a building, though?
We are.
Yeah.
We are in a building.
Yeah, but it's a house still.
It's a house, though.
We're in one of your guest rooms.
We're in the office, or right now, the recording studio.
Yeah.
This is technically a bedroom, though.
No.
This was sold as a bedroom.
No.
Bullshit. A bedroom is where you put a bed.
This house was sold as a bedroom.
Do you see a bed?
When they said, hey, Mr.
That
and
is
Mrs.
someone putting labels on something they don't fucking own.
Yeah.
All right?
Mr. and Mrs. Right. Cody's parents, this house has this many bedrooms, and they counted this as one of those. So suck it, Trebek.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
But why are you? You're not even done with that one.
I don't want
to. Two drink, Mike.
It's hot.
What do you mean it's hot? Mine's still cool.
Got hot. No.
It's still cool.
The refrigerators at that gas station suck. They need to keep this shit colder.
That's still cool.
It's not cold. It's not.
Drink your drink. There are people in hell that would love that right now.
You know what? They should have gone to hell.
He's got you
there. They should have moved out of Arizona.
He's got you there. Yeah, so I'm not going to go.
It's fine. That's not why I brought it up. Mike's just vindictive and
Mike
asshole.
Mike is vindictive. I know that. But he is a friend, so his opinion really doesn't mean anything to me.
Wait.
I see what you did there.
No, I'll allow that. Yeah. I'll allow it, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, when we say he's not seeing it Thursday night. Yeah, he's seeing
it's
Sunday.
It's just an against opening night thing. Like,
which
I
don't
understand.
I don't blame you at all, because those people are pretty rough. But yeah.
I
don't want to
smell
wait.
Bad, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've gone to
because the majority of people that are going to go see this are super, like, Star Wars nerds, and they're the very comic book crowd that I kind of loathe because they are disgusting human
beings.
They're
the Comic-Con people,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. They're the ones you get, like, disgusting diseases from without actually physically touching them.
Yeah.
But it's not just...
And they smell bad.
It's not just that. I've been to opening nights before. I think one of the last ones I remember going to was actually the Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
God
and
damn, that's so long ago.
It's the last one I remember.
Were we even
to.
Friends at that point?
We were.
Yeah, we
no,
were.
No, I'm like, me, was I? I don't think so. I knew you guys yet.
No. But I can remember, like, when certain characters would come on screen, people are hooting and hollering and whatnot, and We didn't get a very good seat. We ended up all the way in the back row.
Corner.
Back row corner, yeah.
So fucking awful.
Awful. Completely awful. Man,
you guys are complaining about a lot of dumb shit. That's not terrible.
But it's not fun.
Yeah. You can, like, you see the screen's all wrong. You lose half the audio.
Yeah. It's not fun.
Yeah.
It's not that bad. You guys complain.
And then the people are awful.
Like, and complain. Then there's just the people. Yeah.
But
2008. Holy shit.
Yeah, bro.
You were what, 2 at the time?
Ha ha! Cause you're young, you little bitch.
Yeah.
Ha! You're young. Oh man. No, I think the worst one I ever went to, speaking of those, I think was Transformers 1, the first Transformers. No, actually no.
I went to I did go to
I take that back.
Day of Transformers, and we waited in line. Not us. I went with another friend, Chris, and
the one that listens to the show.
Yeah.
Hey, we mentioned you again. Go ahead.
It wasn't too bad, but the lines were long for that thing.
Yeah.
Ugh, that was awful.
We went, and the problem with it was, and it wasn't. You know, it's funny. It wasn't even some stranger that annoyed me that day. It was Patrick. Remember Patrick, Michelle's brother?
He went with you guys?
So he went with us.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know, right? So what made that awful is every time he saw a vehicle, he would name it. Like, so he saw a truck, but oh, blah, blah, and it wouldn't have to even be like a Transformer. It would just be a vehicle that was like on screen line. Dude, it was so ridiculous.
Why are you doing this in the middle of a fucking movie?
Exactly.
Shut your fucking mouth and watch it.
Dude, it was so annoying.
And the people clapping at the end.
Yeah, people. Oh, that makes me laugh still to this day. People will clap at the end of movies. I'm like, bitch, if you can point out someone in this theater that made this movie, I will allow you to clap.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know there is nobody.
Yeah.
Like, if you do a film screening and you know that someone that made that movie, or even the gaffer was in that theater, you're allowed to clap.
Yeah.
Until that happens, you need to shut your fucking mouths and not clap your hands, because nobody in this theater cares what you fucking think.
Nope.
Unless you enjoyed it and be like, oh, I enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah, and that's it. That's all it takes.
Not. Oh, so good.
Right?
Idiots. Anyways, back off that rando tangent. Thank you, Mike and Joe. What I was going to say is, by the time you hear this, two of us will have seen it, and hopefully it liked it a lot. But most likely, yes.
Yeah, I don't... From the trailers, there's nothing so far that I've seen that would make me not like it.
Yeah. I have 5 friends who've already seen it, and I've blocked all of them from text messages, so they can't text me.
Good.
Anything. I've completely stayed away from reading reviews and spoilers.
Kinda.
Other than like what I've seen in trailers and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, super excited about it. I think that's really it about Star Wars for right now, until next week.
Yeah.
In what way do you think there's any big ways, like, then other than the obvious, we understand that the plans get delayed, blah, 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 blah. But any, like, other big ways that this movie is attached to other movies?
Well, Jimmy Smith is in it.
Family members?
Yeah.
Or
Jimmy Smith
like
is in
that?
It.
Well, I think Mike is really hinting.
The fact that if we find out if Ray's lineage is in it.
Yeah. Yeah. So it'd be interesting if they did that, but it doesn't have to.
Yeah.
You could explain her origins later in her storyline.
In episode 8.
Yeah.
Which I'm pretty sure is where we're going to really learn about who her parents are, because pretty sure
point.
Luke's going to know.
Yeah. Rey, I am not your father.
Ha ha! Bitch, keep searching.
It's like the Maury of the fucking Star Wars universe.
Well, it's funny because Nerdist News did that.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they did the whole, like, who's her papa? And it's like, they would do, like, fan theories and stuff. Like, one of them was Kylo. I was like, Kylo's, like, 33 in this movie. That
so
means
stupid.
If she's 19, he had to be how old to have her? Okay, you guys are not good at math.
Yeah.
Because that's not going to happen.
Right.
Plus, I'm pretty sure Leia would have known. Like, oh, my baby had a baby. It's weird. Yeah, I don't know. That's strange. But they're like,
I saw my baby. Sorry, that's what I thought of when you said that.
But they're not to go through the whole list, but their consensus is they think Luke is her father.
I think that's too easy.
Yeah, I think it is too
easy. It's way too convenient too easy. As well.
I think
I know J.J. Abrams, and that's bullshit.
He didn't write. He wrote the screenplay.
I know, but he's an idiot. You know what I'm saying?
He's an idiot. Is that what he said?
He's not gonna. Yeah, you know.
Not gonna make it. If anything, that's gonna. He's gonna be her grandfather.
No,
I don't want her to have any relation to him.
At this point, I think it has to though, because the lightsaber that called to her was a Skywalker.
Yes,
so. I think at this point it's just they have to be in lineage somewhere, somehow. Just has to be. I swear to God, I hope it's not. She's not the reincarnation of Anakin. That would piss me off so bad.
That would be really weird, as well.
It's just
is
like
reincarnation a thing in Star Wars.
Yeah, well, Palpatine did it by force, not by the force, but like they made clones and they put his consciousness. He moved from body to body. Because his body kept getting destroyed by using the dark side.
But we're talking extended universe.
Yeah, which doesn't... Those ones actually don't exist anymore. Yeah. The clones do, obviously.
Fake canon bullshit.
Yeah, that's also why we'll probably not see Mara Jade, because she's a female clone of the Emperor.
And there's some connection between this movie and the Rebels cartoon, right?
Yes. So...
Explain.
The first one we know of so far, directly, is a ship known as Ghost... shows up in...
Piloted by Swayze.
Not piloted by Swayze. It's Whoopi. Is Whoopi shown... Pilot. So it's featured in the new Rebels cartoon, and a ship that looks a lot like it with the same engine pattern and hull structure is seen in one of the new TV ads for Rogue One.
Yeah.
And I will point this out. It was not by me. I am not that eagle-eyed because I do not watch Rebels. I read as a news story talking about the links between these movies. Some of those links were not very clever. They're like, the Death Star. Really, guys?
Like, no shit.
Really? The movie literally revolves around the Death Star.
Yeah.
Nah.
So saying that's a link
no
to
Death
the other
Star,
ones.
No Death Star, no movie. Yeah, that's what like, I always that's, say.
The premise of this movie is about the Death Star. So, yeah, that's a link. And that's not a hidden link. That's just a direct reference. Other ones like they were talking about is like Jimmy Schmitz, as you were, like I was saying, plays Bail Organa.
Yeah, Leia's
adopted daddy.
He gets blown up.
Blowed up on Alderaan shortly after the beginning of A New Hope.
Yeah. Do we know for sure he was on the planet though?
Yes.
Okay, then yes, he gets blown up.
Yeah, because she was the if
she
I remember
was like,
correctly.
Dad, no. And then looks at Vader's like, Dad, no.
Sorry. It's awful. You're not my dad. No, literally I am. He wasn't your dad. Well, he isn't now anymore.
He's more of a dad than you were.
No, no,
go to my room. Leave me alone, Darth Dad.
Wow. That was awful. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I'm not.
We know.
Does that tell you anything?
No.
Suck it.
All right, so to wrap this up on the Star Wars stuff, what do you think? What big secret thing do you think is going to show up in this at all? So I'll tell you mine, for example. So I have said to these guys as well, some of my other friends, not on the podcast, I believe a stinger scene is going to have young Han Solo and young Chewbacca.
I thought that was confirmed.
It was not confirmed. That is me.
Oh.
That is my theory. One of stinger scenes, so post-credit, mid-credit scenes, will be a shot of, I can't think of his guy's name right now, Aldrich something or other. The guy playing young Han Solo will be in the vest and pants with Chewbacca, most likely somewhere in the Millennium Falcon.
For something like that, it'd be interesting to see the I don't know if it actually took place on Cloud City, but with
Lando,
and they're actually winning the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, it'd be pretty
in the
dope.
Card game that they mentioned.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
that'd be dope.
That'd be rad.
Donald Glover's young Lando too.
Yeah, they've already cast him. Yeah.
Yep.
That's super dope. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's
what,
like,
what do you guys
think? Probably the best casting possible, right?
Easily, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Could there have been a better... I understand Donald Glover is, like, big in our circle because of the stand-up, the music, and Community was, like, our jam, you know?
Well, two of our jams.
Well, yeah.
Someone's not,
but
you know, good enough.
Even outside of that, I figure, like, people with, like, how good Atlanta was and...
How good he's in everything he's ever been in.
Yeah. But God, I don't think there could have been. I don't think they could have done better.
No, it was perfect casting. It's like getting Patrick Stewart for Professor Xavier.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's just born to play that role.
Yeah, he's already bald and shit. You're like, fuck, man.
You're like, oh, just shave that that little bit of, like, hair you have back there.
Yeah, Picard.
Yeah.
He's basically.
Yeah.
Boom. And don't ever walk.
Space Professor X.
Yeah.
Just sit the entire time. Floating chair or not, just sit. That's all I have to do.
Sometimes you have to put your hand on your fucking forehead, but, like, that's
otherwise,
it.
Nah.
Yep. And then we'll put a bunch of makeup on you, look like James McCabe.
We should.
Right? Is that how they did it?
Yeah, that's exactly how they did it.
Exactly how they did it.
All right, so that's mine. That's what I think. I also think you'll see a young Leia, if not the... At least the back of an actress dressed like Leia, getting the plans from someone, if not Jen Orso, at least... Mon Mothma.
Jen Orso's dying, by the way.
That's one of Mike's predictions. Is Jen Orso dies in this
for movie. Sure. I've never felt more confident about something in a movie in my life.
I don't think she does.
I don't think she has to.
No. I don't think she has to.
He wants her to.
I don't want her to.
It sounds like you want her to.
No. I'm going with my gut here, man. I think that's how
I think
gonna...
someone's still upset that Han Solo died.
No. That would be me.
Nah.
No, it's him too.
He didn't have the...
he's not really dead, so, I mean, I'm just kidding.
he's a Force ghost.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No. Anyways.
Prove
it. What do you think? Any big things? We already know Vader's in it, and he plays a prominent role.
Much bigger than I think
most people originally thought.
Which, if you go back and listen, I thought he was going to have a pretty big role in it.
I still don't think he's... Swinging sabers and fighting people.
Yeah,
but
I think he's gonna fuck some shit up though.
Yeah, he may. Like, he's got. He better force choke somebody. Otherwise, this
that's
movie's
his
bullshit.
That's his jam.
That's all he can do now. He can't shoot lightning.
Oh yeah, no lightning.
And he ain't got no real legs or no real arms. Try to shoot at his face. That ain't gonna work. You need bones, by the way, to do that. Because it would fry the electronics in his arms. So.
Yeah, he's got bones.
It's
right. Arm.
Yeah,
he has no arms or legs.
Remember the lava fight?
He's got stubs.
The stubs.
And
he's
it's like up here. Though.
You are the chosen one.
He just points the stubs.
He's throws with his shoulder. He's like, hold on, kink, pulls off the fake arms. Like, back out of the stub. He's like, give him.
And then he gives himself a high five.
See, what they do is they have special electrodes that run from the end of the nub down
around the arm, because you don't want to go through the arm.
You
could
go through the arm.
Nah, man, you don't.
No, you go through the arm. And then it just has, you know, right there at the fingertip points, and it's just like zzz.
Make fake bones.
Yeah, and he's got the taser. I don't know, making up things. Anyway, so I for me, I would think the Princess Leia part. I mean, there's nothing.
I think
really
we see. I know it doesn't bring anything else to the story, but I think we see Leia fully recording that message. The whole message.
The Ben message.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, that's after the boarding of the Corvette, though.
We did see her record the full message.
No, he says we actually see her actually do it.
I
not
think that's
just
how they end it.
Record it and then go away. No, because that just leaves that's Darth
that's
Vader already
too
catching
far
up to
the, into the
yeah. She already has it and is going towards the Rebel base, which really they should have just followed.
Just cut ahead a little bit. That'd be fine. I think it'd be cool to see though.
It'd be cool as a direct link type thing. I just don't think that they would do
it's not
like
needed
that.
At all no. whatsoever. But I just think it'd be a fun little throwaway thing. I would I mean the ideal of seeing Han win the Falcon would be pretty dope.
Yeah.
Plus
we'd see Donald Glover in full Lando.
Right.
Which if you haven't seen the picture from his iTunes, already there. He's already got a dirty ass mustache in it.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty hilarious.
Nice.
But I just feel like there's another big connection that nobody has thrown out yet. I'm sure someone's thrown it out, but I think there's a big shock in there somewhere. I can't really guess as to what it is, but I feel like we're gonna.
I'm trying to think of anything from the
somewhere. Some you know dots are gonna get connected in a way we didn't think, but maybe we see Maz Bennett. Maz could be in it.
Right? Yes, Maz could be in it. Yeah. I mean, definitely.
I think that'd be cool. I think there's a tie that goes past the trilogy into the newer movies, basically. Just to connect people a little bit more to them.
Hmm. All right.
Let me see why Maz and Chewie are a thing.
She likes tall, hairy men.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
You know, I was going to be mean, but, you know, not going to say anything.
But, yeah. So, Star Wars Rogue One.
Watch it. Not necessarily day one.
Watch it day one, day two, day three, or day four. Just watch it.
Just watch it.
Yeah.
Watch it all them days. We don't care.
Right? It'll probably be in theaters for months to come.
Do what you fucking want. I don't know why you're always asking us for life advice.
Right? What movie Jesus. Should I see?
Shit or get off the pot. That's what my granddad used to always say.
Shit or get off the pot.
Make your fucking mind up.
God, he would hate Cody.
Also,
man.
Also said, used to say,
you play games and read books and stuff
while on the shitter.
Yeah,
the shitter.
Why not?
And his
it's quiet at a time, man. No one bothers me.
Yeah,
climate controlled. Now I can play music through a speaker instead of wearing headphones if I don't want to.
Did you say kind of controlled?
Climate controlled.
Oh, climate controlled. Like I.
Oh, it's a 50-50 like, shot if no, I can control
it's
it.
Kind of controlled now. Yeah, no.
Like it, now I have, like I have it down no pat. If I feel it's going to be good, I'll use the toilet. If I feel it's going to be bad, I'm standing in the shower. For sure. But facing away from the wall, so I can just like I don't want to put it on the curtain. The velocity is pushing is yeah, it's everywhere.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Boom.
So, we had some other stuff that we looked at today.
Dunkirk trailer. The first full-length teaser. As
Tom Hardy is in it.
Yeah, there's actually.
Tom Hardy is in it.
Yep. Tom Hardy and
Cillian pretty sure we
Murphy,
talked about that before.
Are in it.
Cillian Murphy?
Nope. Cillian?
Cillian.
Scarecrow.
Scarecrow Murphy. Cillian Red Eye. Scarecrow Inception.
I'm just going to turn his mic off.
Murphy is in it. What's that other guy's name? The British dude?
Kenneth Branagh?
Yeah, he's in it.
Mark Ryland is in it.
I'll be honest with you. It doesn't, like, the trailer doesn't actually, like, scream, like, oh, this looks good to me, but it's a Chris Nolan movie, so I'm going to watch it. So
at this point, he has so much equity, he doesn't really need it.
He's going to be the first, we talked about this, he's going to be the dude that just releases a trailer that is just a black screen with the movie title and a release date. And that's all they're ever going to release for it. And it's going to do $300 million opening weekend.
Dunkirk's first trailer was essentially that.
No, that's the only trailer he's going to release for a movie someday.
I get what you're saying. But even this trailer was
no better
than the teaser. You don't know what
looks
really
sad.
Is going on. Except
I feel like I'm going to be depressed when I leave, which is fucking great. But
Yeah,
basically in this one, you just know that they're on the coast of the coastal city of Dunkirk. The invading forces are coming against them and surrounded them, and they're essentially just fucking with them and just shooting at them from distances and, you know, just picking them off as they try to escape and things like that. So, I mean, I don't even know the history behind the Battle of Dunkirk.
No.
But obviously there's something happens there because in the trailer it says the events that shaped our history or something like that. So something obviously happens there that's very important. What it is, I don't know. But I do know that it looks fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And Kenneth Branagh is in it.
Yep.
That's Mike.
What else? What else did we see?
Despicable Me 3.
Speed round. Come on.
Despicable Me 3 trailer.
Looked hilarious.
Didn't even know it was coming. It was a shocker.
I knew it was coming, but
I had no idea.
No.
And I usually know about it. Like, Joe never knows when shit's about him. I'm usually pretty good about it.
Yeah.
No clue on this.
The villain looks absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, Trey Parker.
If everything that he does is tied to some sort of 80s thing.
Easily. It's so fantastic.
Fucking hilarious.
Yep. Oh. Yep. What else? Fate of the Furious trailer.
Almost watched the trailer. Thank God I didn't.
Yeah, it's not.
It's a big giant clusterfuck, but that's what Fast and Furious movies are. So,
well, which done. It's funny. Like, I know
it shouldn't be though.
This is Fast Dude, 8.
It makes a gajillion dollars every single time. There's 8 of them.
I know.
Obviously, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, like we're on their 8th Fast and Furious movie. We're out of ideas. We've gone so far away from racing. It's not even funny.
They've gone so far away from reality. It's not funny.
It's true. I don't have any problems with that, but.
But it's not like they've gone so far out of reality that it's like, oh, okay. It's like a souped up fucking B movie now.
Yeah.
It's a big budget B movie now. And
they're just missing full penetration of a Cinemax movie at this point.
It'd be Mike's favorite movie ever, man.
Yeah.
But not gonna lie, I do wanna see The Rock and
Statham.
Jason Statham fight again.
Which in this trailer, I don't think you are. I think towards the end, maybe when
they're gonna,
when Jason Statham flips the script, I'm actually still a bad guy.
He's always a bad guy. Everybody. Brain bomb, dude. I'm telling you, brain bomb.
Brain
That's
bomb.
How they control.
They
people.
Suicide Squad us.
It's been done many times before. Suicide Squad.
Yeah, but you know,
or fucking bomb collar, like Total Recall.
Oh,
bomb collar.
My God.
Yeah.
Or you find out they're actually on a fortress in space.
Fortress.
Fortress 2, technically.
Christopher Lambert. God damn it.
Moon 44.
Moon Fortress?
Also, Lockdown, right?
44
Lockdown.
Moon.
Yeah, which was supposed to be a remake of Escape from LA.
That's what I was trying to think of.
Which totally was.
Yeah, they just couldn't call it that.
Yeah, but it totally
Plus,
was.
Plus, it wasn't in LA. In LA, you know, whatever. I'd love that movie. Have we talked about that movie on here?
I don't think
so. That's so much fun. I really wish it was rated R, though.
Right?
The scenes would have been better.
Sean Gunn in that?
Sean Gunn? Yeah.
No.
Wasn't he the...
He wasn't the bad guy.
No, not the bad guy, but the crazy,
like one of
the crazy psycho
guy.
Dude.
Was he? I can look it up.
Yeah, I can look it up, too.
We all have Google machines.
You know what I'm talking about. Like, you know the guy.
Crazy brother that ends up getting shooting his other brother, the more sane brother. Yeah.
Is that Sean Gunn? I don't think so.
It might not be.
Just a crazy
guy.
But
it kind of looks
the
same.
I think that's all the trailers we saw this week. That we didn't talk about last week?
That is all the trailers that I have watched.
Two things about trailers. It has almost been completely confirmed that we'll see a teaser trailer for Episode 8 in front of Rogue One.
Okay.
It's supposed to be kind of like if you remember the Episode 1 teaser trailer, where it was just visuals. It had no characters, and it was...
Until he was like, Chewie, we're home.
Kind of like Force Awakens, like that kind of thing.
Oh, you mean...
Episode 1, not Episode 7.
I can't remember what the trailer for that was.
Yeah. It was literally just the sound of like a lightsaber, like a blasters, and then like Vader, and that was pretty much it.
Yeah, I remember that.
But it's supposed to be something like that. But we may see like Luke and Rey in full-on like Jedi training type stuff. But principal shooting for it's completely done. It's been done for like a couple months now. They're doing pickup shots with actors, so... Easily can get some kind of going on there.
Shit tons of CGI.
Yeah. Shit ton. Just because there's supposed to be a ton of fucking like battles and stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
Poe's supposed to have a bigger influence in this one.
That's cool.
It's said that John Boyega's Finn is less active in this movie because he's still in recovery.
Fair enough.
He's supposed to play a big role in Episode 9.
Okay.
That's when I think he turned to bad.
I don't think so, but okay.
We are. We get.
He's gonna put a force.
We'll see. We'll see the trailer for.
That sounds really bad.
What'd you say? I didn't hear it. Was it rapey?
Yes,
a little bit.
We will see the trailer for Spider-Man: Homecoming again in front of it.
Hopefully, something that explains a little bit more.
Yeah.
Just because you know, I want to see the movie.
Yeah.
Like, if you could make the trailer 2 hours long. That'd be awesome.
I believe that's called the movie.
Yeah, it'd be fine, though. I'd be okay with it.
You complain when trailers give you everything that's in the movie, though.
You do.
But if they give me the movie, there's nothing to complain
about.
But
you will. If they call it a trailer, you'll be like, well, they show me the entire movie.
I'm not one of those people.
No, you will.
No.
You've done it before.
Prove it.
Yeah, there's evidence.
There's
something else about Rogue One that I was going to say, and then you distracted me with your talk of stuff. It doesn't matter. We're going to see it.
It wasn't Sean Gunn.
Wasn't? I told you it wasn't.
No, it was a guy named Joseph Gilgun, I think is who I was thinking of.
Blammo.
Blammo, he says.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it was. We will get a teaser for Alien Covenant, also, it was said.
What?
Yeah. Maybe that was the other thing that's on there, too.
Is the Blumkopf one still happening?
The which one? Blumkopf?
Yeah.
As of right now, it is still in the back burner.
Angry table flip. That's what I want to see.
You guys I do, too, because it's fucked up.
You going to make it to that?
No.
No, you're not going to make it to
that. No, we already fucked up.
Yeah.
We can look at other movie times. I didn't look at anything else. We can always drive out to Harkins or whatever. What else? I think it was all I saw about that.
They announced DC's next movie. Or not next movie, but made another announcement.
Oh, yeah, the Gotham Sirens. Harley Quinn returns in Gotham Sirens. So that's going to be
Catwoman, Poison Ivy. And they're also discussing a Deadshot solo flick, too.
And there's the early room. Well, David Ayer is coming back for the Gotham Sirens.
That's confirmed.
That's confirmed. There are rumors right now that the hero for Gotham Sirens is actually going to be Batgirl. Yep. So I guess heroine would be the actual.
Who is Batgirl?
It's a tough call.
Yeah.
It's a tough call.
Huh? Who you got?
Well, I mean, putting me on the spot now, it's Evangeline Lilly.
She's tied up right now.
Is she?
She's the Wasp.
Hmm. You're the Wasp.
No, I'm not.
I got him.
No.
You did get him.
I did
very
get him.
Well.
Mike. Boom.
Very well.
I don't know who
else. Does he not know what patronizing is?
Just go with it. He's on my side.
Of the table.
Mm-hmm. Who'd you pick? Both your sides.
I don't know, man. Do you go young? And how young? Because too old would be more of like Batwoman.
I would say
and is
20s.
It, and are we talking, is this Barbara Gordon?
I would think so.
Because that means Jim is old as fuck when he was having babies still.
Could be. Because
he was older when Batman was younger.
Batman's
older.
Already like knee deep into his shit. So yeah.
He's coming back.
Jump too. Into this world that's already real established, you know? And we could have an established.
Could have an
established. Barbara Gordon,
yeah.
Batwoman. But.
Didn't have to be Batgirl.
And then she
at
gets
all.
Crippled at the end.
Shot in the gut by Joker.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. Yeah.
Leads into Batman solo movie, even though that's actually after. This mm-hmm. Batman solo movie comes first.
Well, it could lead into another Batman solo. We have 47 movies of everything now, so
right.
And yeah, dude. Jared
we're talking
shooter.
Right we're talking WB. They don't reset everything like Fox and Sony does. So they try to drag that shit out.
Yeah.
Be interesting though. But who do you want to see play Poison Ivy and/or Catwoman? And don't say Halle Berry.
No.
Because I'll punch you.
I want Emma Watson to be Poison Ivy.
Really? Emma Watson?
Yeah.
You sure you think I'm the right person?
No, I meant Emma Stone.
There you go. Okay.
I'd be happy with Emma Watson, though.
I think Emma Watson would be a good Catwoman. Selina Kyle.
Nah, she'd be a good Batgirl.
She would be a good Batgirl.
I want her as Batgirl. I want Emma Stone as Poison Ivy. And I want...
Yeah, I think Emma Stone would be good as a Poison Ivy.
I don't know who I'd want as Catwoman. It's weird because we have two living Catwomans right now. You know what I mean? And so, like, I kind of... We got, like... Who are you?
Who are you?
Yeah.
What's her name still alive? Who played Catwoman in the TV show?
No, she's dead.
Oh, did she die?
We're talking about Nolan's and Burton's.
Yeah. We want to ignore.
And I was wondering if the one
we were
TV
ignoring
show was still alive.
He was,
so that would be three.
Because he was God. Assuming he was placating.
He was
Halle Berry.
Yeah, Halle Berry.
Yeah, no. That'd be four.
Yeah, that.
But I would totally not count Halle Berry, so it'd be three. But maybe she's passed away. I think right.
I don't know. That's what I was asking.
No, because we saw her Comic Con not too long ago.
Yes,
she passed away finally after that.
I don't think so.
Yes, he should still be alive. There's
she's living on booze and
crazy pills.
Yeah.
Crazy pills.
Hmm.
That's two crazy fucking people we saw at Phoenix Comic Con at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking what's his name? MacGyver and Catwoman.
Well, he was crazy because he was literally on medication. Well, yeah. I was talking about what's his name from Sliders and
oh yeah, for sure.
He was like
he's legitimately insane though. Yeah. But he's like
he's a fun type of
he's
insane.
He's thespian insane though.
Yeah.
What about Olivia Wilde?
That's Catwoman. Yeah.
She'd be a good Catwoman.
Maybe, yeah. Hmm.
She's gonna be in the solo Batfleck, right?
Catwoman?
Yeah.
They've alluded to a bunch of things. We know right now that Deathstroke is the main villain in that, in the first one.
Played by
Joe Manganiello.
Fuck yes, son.
I hope he gets fucking jacked for that role too.
You know what
you mean? You hope he fucking looks like he looks?
No, he needs to go train with The Rock for like a little while. I'm talking jacked.
He's boys with Schwarzenegger. He'll get all.
No, I mean jacked. Like, I want him to look in like The Rock does in almost everything he's in.
Jeez.
Imagine how terrifying that would be?
That'd be terrifying. Because
Batfleck's already pretty big, just in general. Yeah. But like Deathstroke being all fucking jackety jacked. I do want him to have an eye patch though.
That'd be dope.
Yeah. Already. I don't want him to get one. I want him to have one. When you see Slade Wilson, when I see you, him rocking the eye patch already. I'm trying to think of good female actresses.
Well, I mean, there's good ones like Charlize Theron, but I don't think she would match the older, role very well.
You want them to all be around the same age ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, Catwoman's your chance to kind of go
crazy.
Yeah, like, you can do anything with Catwoman, really. Because, you know, like, Poison Ivy, you want... Obviously, it doesn't have to be a girl that's a real redhead, but...
Real quick, on the Fast and Furious movies, I did not know Miss Sandy was in those movies. So, obviously, you don't watch Game of Thrones. So, Miss Sandy is Daenerys's, like... right-hand lady.
Yeah.
She's a light-skinned black lady. I don't know who she plays in the movies because I haven't seen the last... She was in 7, and she's in 8. She's in the trailer for 8. She's the one that has the big hair riding in the car with... I want to say it's with Tyrese.
Okay, I think I know what you're talking about.
She might have been in the car... She might have been in the car with Ludacris.
Luda!
Can't remember. I think I haven't seen her in anything but Game of Thrones. I don't know of. But I didn't know she was in the Fast and Furious movies. The last two, this one and the one before.
Oh yeah, she's a she's like a tech chick.
Ooh,
in
really?
The 7-1. Yeah.
Okay.
Her and Ludacris were like, cuz Ludacris plays like the tech guy in the Fast movies now, and she was like helping him out when he got fucked up.
Gotcha, okay.
I remember.
I was wondering cuz I was like, "Oh shit, Miss Sandy, what's she doing in here?" Are they crossing Game of Thrones and Fast and Furious? It's nuts.
She could be fucking Catwoman.
She could be. But I was going to say, she could be 55 in Wild Last Man.
Yeah.
But then...
That would be perfect.
Hold on. But nope. Then I started watching that Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency. There's a chick in that that would be perfect because she plays a bodyguard.
Okay.
And she's gorgeous. And she's very action-ish in that movie, or in that show. Mm-hmm. I think she's really good 55, too.
All right.
I'm going essentially by visuals. So
I know. I'm trying to think of, like...
She's an attractive black lady who looks like she can handle a gun. So in my mind, and she's a pretty good actress. So mm-hmm. I've only seen her in this one thing that I know of. So I just think right there she would be good. Because I still think Naomi something or other, one that plays the new in the new Bond movies, plays Moneypenny. I can't remember her name. What's her name? Naomi. It's not Watts.
No.
What's her name?
That's but the I know who you're talking about.
I think she would be good.
Yeah, she'd be another good pick for that role.
Yeah. I need to start thinking about who I want to see in that show. We're a while away from seeing it, I think, but still. Yeah. It's being made, so I want to know who's in it.
This would be our chance to get Alexandra...
Daddario?
Daddario into it.
Fuck, she needs to be in something. Like my bed. Good. My closet, whatever. I'll feed her. Closet. What? Like I said at work the other day, I was like, we're watching the Baywatch thing, and I was like, every time I see her, all I can see, all I can picture is her butt naked, bent over, getting her asshole licked out by Woody Harrelson.
What was this on?
True Detectives.
True Detectives.
Yeah.
Okay. Because no. I've never seen that.
Yeah.
That's no. graphic.
Right?
Oh, it's full on graphic, too. It is not a cutaway shot. It's not my imagination. They show that shit. He is nostrils deep in that bitch's ass. Just munching away.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
It's true. Seen it. Okay. Rewatched it.
Is that one of those scenes where you're like, I'm pretty sure that they actually fucked?
Pretty close.
Pretty close.
Like, I'm pretty sure his mouth was like, actually on her vagina.
Right. Like, it wasn't acting. Like,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure they actually...
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, they might have got full penetration with penises.
No, but...
But there was some... Yeah. Like, his facial region touched her nether regions.
Yeah.
For sure.
Huh.
For sure. Hmm. He knows what she tastes and or smells like.
Hmm.
Guaranteed. 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 Because she was wearing... Nothing.
Yeah.
Because you saw it all.
Interesting.
I mean, you didn't see the orifices, but you saw, like, there's no camera trickery of, like, you know, naked underwear or whatever.
This, yeah.
This, she was butt-ass naked.
Hmm.
And he bent her ass over and just fucking went to town.
Fair enough.
I was like, well, first off, Woody Harrelson, it's fucked up you're cheating on your wife. But good job landing Alexander and Daddario. That's all I'm saying. If you're going to go out, go like goddamn champ. You know what I mean?
Well.
Two belts champion, that's what I'm saying. That first season was tremendous, by the way. I never talked about it. That second season was not good. It was decent, it just wasn't... It was hard to follow up that first season, though. Like, they should have stopped. They should have been like, nah, we can't do better than this.
Well, it's not like the two seasons were supposed to be connected to
it. They weren't at all. They're,
yeah.
It was supposed to be an anthology show
yeah.
where every season was different but based around the same thing, based around detectives
yeah.
doing something.
Much like American Horror Story. None of the stories are connected
yeah.
to each other.
It's just they're all in a fucked up world. Yeah. yeah.
So, of course, some seasons aren't going to be as good
yeah.
as
the others. No, the second season started off interesting. But it's just like, I think they tried too hard to
yeah.
make it fucked up.
Hmm.
Kind of like they did with the last couple seasons of American Horror Story, matter of fact, from what I heard and
yeah.
read. They've not done a good job with that, apparently.
Yeah, that's what I've heard as well.
You know what else could be good? This is like a weird random choice, but the girlfriend in Tusk, Genesis? Rodriguez?
Yeah, Genesis Rodriguez.
She's pretty good, dude.
Have you seen her in anything else?
I've seen her...
I know I've seen her in Tusk, but that's all I can think of.
No, there is something else that she was on, like, and then she's got, like, an acting background, too.
We're gonna look up information stuff now. How you spell Tusk again? Just kidding. Oh, I actually spelled it wrong, like an asshole. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's so much easier to type in Tusk than Genesis Rodriguez.
Yeah, because I couldn't remember how she spelled it because I don't know if it was like messed up like Terminator Genesis. She looks stoned out of her mind in that picture. Oh, she's done a bunch of stuff.
Told you, son.
She was Honey Lemon in Big Hero 6. I didn't know
that. I didn't know that either.
That was dope as hell. Oh, she had a small cameo in Yoga Hosers.
Yoga Hosers.
Don't
you move, you yoga hosers.
Oh, she's in Moose Jaws, too?
Dude, she's going to be in the
True
North trilogy, man.
Nice.
But she plays a third character. In every movie, she's played somebody different. That's dope.
Nice.
Oh, she was in Run All Night. She was what's-his-name's
yeah,
wife.
Yeah, that's where I knew her from.
Hey, RoboCop's wife.
Dude, she can do it, man. She's good.
She's a good actress.
She's about to bust big, dude.
Yeah. I don't think I watched Hours. Which one's that one? Is that one of those directed DVD ones? Oh, that's the Paul Walker one. She was second lead in that. I didn't watch that because it's got Paul Walker in it. She's been a lot of stuff I have not seen.
Here we go. I got our Catwoman, dude.
Keep saying that.
I got it.
I don't think you know what that means.
Also in
She's gonna be in the Big Hero 6 series too. She's gonna reprise her role as Honey Lemon. Go ahead.
Yes, Mike.
Also in Yoga Hosers, the principal, the black lady, because she was awesome on SNL. I knew I remembered her from something. She
was in SNL.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's why she looks so familiar.
Yeah, dude. I couldn't remember.
She was really funny in Yoga Hosers.
Yeah.
Because she's trying to act all young and hip. Yeah. She just
and the, but
on
then
the
she,
verge of knowing stuff but not really understanding.
But then she like broke it down with the whole. See what I did there is I compared your high school to slavery, and that's weird. Because I'm black. Yeah.
Yeah. She's one of the minor cast members on SNL too.
Yeah, she's been there for a while. She's been there for a few years.
She does
Michelle Obama is like her recurring one. She's really funny.
She's not cast. She's not credited though, right?
She's full on cast member.
Is she on the front on the beginning?
I think so.
Is she a player?
I think she's a. I think she's a not ready for primetime player.
I don't know if she is or not. I don't watch SNL enough. When I do, it's just clips online. By the way, did you watch the John Cena one at all?
I watched one of them.
I haven't watched any of it. I heard some funny things, but the last full thing I watched was the Dave Chappelle.
You know there's only been three wrestlers to host SNL?
Besides John Cena or including John
Cena? Including John Cena. Only three.
So John Cena.
The Rock.
Yeah.
And...
Is that Hulk Hogan?
Yeah.
Is it Hulk Hogan?
Like early season, seasons like three or four when the host didn't really do much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I was like, oh, that's so weird because there's like this big peak in wrestling at one point in the late 90s. I figured they would have snatched up a couple of them. Yeah. But
I know some have been on before, though, right? But never hosted.
Yeah, well,
a couple
of them were on, or like three of them were on with The Rock.
Yeah.
It's like Mick Foley, Triple H, and Big Show was on there with The Rock, but.
But they didn't host.
They didn't host. Mm. Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Have you watched Sisters yet? Still?
No.
John Cena's so amazing in that movie.
He's really funny in Trainwreck too.
Yeah. Plus he's fucking massive in Sisters. He's covered in tattoos.
Because he's next to normal size human beings.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Especially Tina Fey, because like you just don't realize how small Tina Fey is.
Well, he's doing he just did filming the movie The Wall. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Have
That's
you seen the trailer
be
for that?
It's a real movie.
It is a real movie.
No, but.
It has nothing to do with WWE, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's supposed to be like an actual movie.
It's got a Quicksilver in it. The good Quicksilver, not the one from the Fox movies.
Yeah, uh-huh. The dead Quicksilver.
Bullshit, Joss Whedon. War needs death. Go fuck yourself, superhero movies. Sorry. It's Jonathan Lipnicki is what I was going to say, but that's not right.
That's the kid from
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Jonathan Taylor Thompson, JTT.
No. Aaron Taylor Johnson, he plays the opposite. So John Cena, who I just can't imagine, but he plays a military sniper, and Aaron plays his spotter. What?
They bring him back sniper?
I would watch it if John Cena was in it.
Didn't he do a movie like that?
Well, the Marine.
I thought there was another WWF movie that was...
WWE.
WWE.
No wildlife.
Yeah.
Foundation
no
ones.
Lawsuits. No lawsuits.
Still don't understand that whole
World
lawsuit,
Wild
but
Foundation.
Whatever.
We just don't want those monsters being mixed with our monsters.
Yeah, but like the WWF had that moniker since the 80s?
70s?
Something like that? Yeah.
But what came out of that is that website that sells all the wrestling t-shirts. Has this dope wrestling t-shirt that says WWF, and then on it is a panda hitting another panda in the head with a steel chair. And it's pretty much the greatest t-shirt.
Mike's very still. He likes them, but he didn't buy a whole lot of them, which I thought was really weird.
Yeah.
Mainly because he doesn't want to get caught meeting a celebrity, like one of them, and then getting made fun of, and then having his mom go on Facebook and make a rant.
That's true. Also,
running around.
The other big thing is I hate running into people who also are wearing wrestling t-shirts, and then they want to be wrestling friends, and I'm like, I want to kill myself now.
Yeah. Yep, that's the thing is like you don't want to secretly be a wrestling fan, but you don't want other wrestling fans to know you're a wrestling fan because
I'm okay.
87% of them are worthless.
I'm okay with non-wrestling fans knowing I'm a wrestling fan. I'm okay being like I'm all your guys' friend that's into wrestling. Yes. Like. You guys now have that guy. Oh, Mike, he's into wrestling. I'm that guy. That's fine. I don't want to be known in other wrestling fan circles as a wrestling fan, because those people are the worst. Sorry, wrestling nerds, but you are.
Nah, that's true.
You guys are awful.
That's true.
You are to wrestling what
Walmart
Juggalos are to Insane Clown Posse. That's mean.
I don't watch the Insane. I don't. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Does it?
Well, the thing about Insane Clown Posse, Juggalos, they're wrestling fans.
Oh, Juggalos. I thought he said Jell-O. I was like, what? No.
They love Jell-O, man. Are you shitting me? Jell-O and Shooters Fago. This.
Jell-O
yeah.
Shooters that. Okay, Juggalos.
Fago
yes,
made into
Jell-O? Jell-O. Yes, I know what Juggalos
is. They call it Jell-O.
They call it
Jell-O. Because it's Jell-O.
Jell-O goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
All right. Well, good talk, guys. Time to go.
Wow.
Mike's leaving already.
Time we're not done.
Time for the
nope,
show to
we're
begin.
Done.
No, we're not
Joe
done.
Joe did the wrap-up sign, not me. I'm listening.
I actually did do the wrap-up
sign.
Oh,
cool. I didn't know our producer gave us this. Will you stop making noise? It's so loud.
Throw my trash away so the crowd knows.
Would you finish your soda?
Nope. It's hot. Don't want it.
Anyways, I guess that's it for this week's episode of Comes Naturally.
I'm
we are.
Candy, Joe. I'm going to eat this candy bar on the ride home. Mike.
I'm Cody. And as usual, you fuckers just came naturally. And Mike's a giant piece of shit.
Bye.
Bye.